Good morning. Happy New Year. Have you all gotten your calendars for 2023? I did hear on the news today that two guys stole a calendar, but they caught them. Each of them got 6 months. There are not that many New Year's Day jokes that you can share in church in this day and age. It is a new year, and this is Epiphany Sunday, and we're excited. We have Star Wars today. We told you a little bit about this, but as an Epiphany Sunday, Linda Emerson has made little Star Wars in a box out there. And the idea is that you pick one of these at random and take it out, and on the back there's a word. I'm not going to tell you what mine is, but on the back is a word, and you pray on that word over the course of the year. You give some thought and some introspection. So there, Linda will be in the back with those after the worship service. If by chance you pick a word that you're not horribly comfortable with, or for one reason or another, she said you can't exchange them, but it's a means of deeper introspection and reflection and growth. And with Epiphany, it is an epiphanous event. God with us. And so we're in the middle of that. This morning is communion, and I want to thank the communion stewards. I don't always get a chance to do that. The goddesses, Ellen and Melba, who have prepared our elements for us. And those elements are prepared so that we can serve communion. All of you are invited forward for communion, as you know. We will serve by intincture. Those of you online, prepare your elements at home, something to represent the bread, something to represent the juice, and or wine, is whatever is comfortable for you. And you will partake of those while we are partaking during our communion service. We want to make sure that we recognize all the people that are joining us online. And we want to make sure and recognize the Tongans that are here, that were here through midnight last night, right? What time did your service end? What time did you get home last night? Two. Three. I'm wondering if none of them were still here when I got here, but not by long. So if they're a little nodding-headed, it's because they have been worshiping all week and last night, and so we're grateful for all of that in their midst. Because it is New Year's Day today, our offices close tomorrow as a holiday to celebrate that event. So if you have other events or you need to contact us and you don't get us in the church office, you'll know why. And tomorrow night it's going to snow again. Amen? 8 inches. Lake Powell and Lake Mead need several years of this. Our country needs this as we are in the middle of drought. I can't think of other things by way of announcements. Anything else that we need to be aware of? We have videos for which ones, Paya? Did I take out the one that had a video? Okay, never mind that. Debbie, our mission coordinator, Debbie Gunther.
Happy New Year. Okay, Happy New Year, and I wanted to update on the crop walk. I just got the last of the spreadsheet the other day, this week. We, as a total group of 12 churches or whatever, got over 15,000 this year, and the Great Greek, the last fundraiser, we received $366. So 25% of that 15,000 will go to Aurora Interfaith Community Services, and the first of this year of 2023 will be at Bubba's on January 12th. Between 4 and 8, I just wanted to thank everybody for your support.
Okay, thank you. Other announcements, other things for the good of the order. All right, seeing none, stand, wave hello to everyone, and we'll proceed with our call to worship.
Yep. Good morning. Will you stand for the call to worship? Looks like you're already up. Brothers and sisters in Christ, greetings on this celebration of the new year. Happy New Year. Greetings, celebration, shalom. What better way to appreciate the gift of a new year than to come to give thanks to the one who made it? Praise God in the highest for the gift of new life in a new year. We know that in Christ we are born anew, and here and now we look closely at the gift of this coming year. May we put away old behaviors with the Christmas decorations and find new and more loving ways of living through Jesus Christ the Lord. Remain standing for the hymn, We Three Kings, in your hymnal on page 254.
Praising, voices raising, worshiping God.
rest, the Old Testament reading this morning is Psalm 72, 1 through 7. This is prayer for guidance and support for the king of Solomon. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the grove. In this day, many righteous flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. I believe I'm supposed to say the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
There are a few things in life you can count on. One of them is that you can never predict what Sandy Tinney is going to do. By way of prayers, on the back of your bulletin, we have some of the prayers of concern that I want you to be aware of as we are in the middle of our gathering. The note on Earl Pierce is wrong. He did pass, and he is at peace. He has been struggling for five some years, strong. I would reflect on Virginia Knaft. She was here 2 weeks before she passed and had a stroke in the interim and was recovering from the stroke before she passed. So we are a tenacious lot here, and I give thanks to God that you are that tenacious bunch, and we give thanks to all of those who are present with us. We did not realize, but last Sunday was Jim Polliard's last Sunday with us. He had made plans decades ago with his wife that they would retire. Jim, is it Arizona or New Mexico? Las Cruces, New Mexico, okay. They built a home, had it, he said, mostly furnished. I don't know, and then he laughed. I don't know what that meant, but the plan had been to move down there all along, and then Ruth became too ill, and they stayed here while she was ill, and then when she passed, he said it's time to follow that path. He is with us, present. He said he would be viewing us from the other side of the camera. So, Jim, well met, my friend. And we say goodbye to him, although we didn't get a chance to give him the hug we need. We send you virtual hugs, and we hope to see him back in here someday so that we can do those in person. Other concerns, other things that we need to lift for the body. I pray a little bit of sleep for the Tongans. I pray peace for our world. Ukraine, I went through the grocery line and the clerk, I thought she was Ukrainian, and I said, how do you say Merry Christmas in Ukrainian? She said, I'm not Ukrainian. Didn't get the rest of the story after that. I didn't. But then she did tell me how to say it, and I don't remember, so neither here nor there. We do need peace there. For those digging out of the snow in many places, for the snow that we got, amen. Did you see, my trees are out there just laughing and just smiling. So that is good news. Any other prayers of concern? By way of concern, Edna Leach's sister June passed. This is your last sister? Was this your last sister? And so she has passed. She will be placed in a mausoleum here in Aurora. Prayers for you, prayers for her. I got an email note from Sydney, granddaughter, and Laura, her mom, Edna's daughter. They are in Virginia where Sydney is going to be taking work. I hope they are joining us virtually as well. And Virginia, I hope she picks up the accent and brings it back and shows it off. Other concerns, other things. By way of celebrations, Jim, do you have a birthday? Do you want to tell us about Ava's birthday?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about hers. What day is it?
Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
How old is she going to be?
12.
Did you have another one?
Yes, I do. Samantha, the fifth, she will reach 29, I think.
We're not coming through the microphone. Samantha what? Samantha turns 29. Okay. What day?
The 5th. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Thank you, Jim. All right. Yeah. I have down that Carolyn Relaford will be having a birthday on Tuesday. Is that right, Paya? An awful one. So we celebrate Caroline. I have the 3rd. Is it 2nd or 3rd? Soon, in the next couple of days, Carolyn Relaford will be celebrating her birthday, and we celebrate with her. Those are all that I have listed as far as mile markers achievements. Mark Doctor, Mr. Oh, we got another one back there.
Well, I'm going to throw my wife underneath the bus. Last week, it was overlooked, but was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. She had a birthday.
I did not mention Ellen's birthday last Friday?
No.
Happy birthday, Miss Ellen. Mike, Suzanne Marquez.
My granddaughter Arsenia turns 28 on the 5th.
Tell me your first name again.
Arsenia.
On the 5th. Mm-hmm. All right, happy birthday there. Jim Latow has his hand up again in the back, Michael. we primed the pump, and now everybody's got something they remember.
When I get started, you can't shut me up. This past week, I met my two youngest great-grandchildren. One came up all by herself from San Antonio, and she's 5 months old, and one from Parker, a little guy, he's almost 3 weeks old. I met them about 3 days ago, 4 days ago.
Amen.
That makes, I think, 9 or 10.
Great-grandchildren.
That's a couple of, 9 or 10. Somewhere, I can't.
Somewhere in that range, in that general. Congratulations to you and to them.
And that's all.
All right. Celebrations. Lots of celebrations. Any others? Prayers, concerns, celebrations? Let's join together in our unison prayer. The old year is gone. 2022 is now a part of our memory. We look back over the year. We remember what has happened. There have been sad times. Lord, thank you for supporting us through 2022. There have been joyous times. Your loving presence is ever with us. Lord God, precious, loving Lord God, bless us in the new year. May we embrace the new year with joy and with resolve. Bless us with Jesus Christ guiding us. Amen. Give yourselves a moment to pause in silence. Loving Lord God, caring, giving, gracious, all-seeing, master of all things, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the blessing of this new year and with it the precipitation that has come, with it the celebrations that went on all night long, with it the reminders of new birth, of babies born, of families growing, of life and life abundantly. Lord, we come before you, as is often the case at the end of the year, recognizing those that we've lost, those who have passed, those who have been momentous in our lives and who rest from their labors now. We pause to recognize those who have traveled away from us, and we pause to recognize those who have returned in our midst. We pause, Lord, we pause with you to recognize that all that you do is good, and all the grace and gifts you give us. Help us beware as we reflect on what has passed and struggles, and reflect on gifts and joys and grace and opportunities and new life and vitality and friends and laughter and joy. Among all of these, Lord, thank you for hope. The hope that arrived on Christmas night, a baby born poor in a manger, hope for the world, solution to sin, gift of grace, Prince of Peace. Join us this morning in worship, Lord. Join us that we might celebrate you, that we might reflect on our discipleship, and that we might follow our Lord Jesus Christ more closely. Hear us as we lift our voices with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your offerings, your gifts of offerings. We do not pass the plates. The offering plates will be in the back if you need access to them. I do not have a word on when we will have giving statements and W-2s and stuff like that, but Suzanne is always right on top of that, and we'll have those soon. So we celebrate them. I'm going to ask Miss Sandy Tinney to come and bring us the gospel.
I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of the gospel. It's on page 1. It's Matthew 2, 1 through 12. The visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. Then when King Herod had heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage. Then they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that had been at his rising, until it stopped over the space where the child was. When they saw that they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be.
The word of the Lord. You say the word.
Oh. The word of. Excuse me, but this is not written in my book. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please sit down. Please, please get comfortable. I don't know if you ever read the comics. I always try to read the comics. Sherman's Lagoon. Two sharks. And she, you can tell the difference because she wears pearls. Anyway, she is, they're waking up in bed, and she says, "Happy New Year, Sherman." And he says, "Happy New Year." She says, "I've kept all my New Year's resolutions so far." And he says, "Well, it's only 8 a.m. And she says, "But I'm going to be on a diet." And she says, "So I've kept my resolutions now till 8 a.m. And he pulls out a box from under the bed, and he says, "No, you ate this whole box of chocolate in your sleep." May the new year not be like that for us. May it be a different kind. May it be one of different celebration. In front of your bulletin, did you look at it? I always hunt around and poke and find these. I cannot cite the source. I pulled it off of a website somewhere, but look closely, if you will, at baby Jesus. And he's looking at the three magi, the three magicians, the three special visitors from the East. And I picked this picture because they're not white Anglo-Saxon men. They are people of color, people of ethnicity. They are people that are worldly. I went down a rabbit hole. It was kind of funny. I began to search for other pictures of the Magi with different cultures, Spanish and Tongan, Polynesian, Japanese, Chinese, and all of them reflecting and reflecting on how the Christ child and mother, and I don't have those pictures for you. I thought about doing that, and then I thought, we don't have that kind of time. And yet all of them reflecting that Christ came to the world. That this appearance and the appearance of the Magi reflects that. Here are people, non-Christian, non-Jewish, from far away, who have come. This isn't a local event. Yes, it is Mary and a baby in Bethlehem in a cattle stall in the food trough. Yes, it's a special thing that will make Bethlehem forever memorable in history. It's a momentous birth to the Hebrews if they accept, and everyone accepts Jesus' birth. Here's an important thing for you to reflect on in our society about people and religion. People are rejecting religion. One thing you need to reflect on very carefully is that nobody argues that Jesus was not a real person. Jesus was absolutely a real living person. Even non-believers in Christianity don't deny his existence. He was written about in other cultures. And the movement that he was a part of is reflected in histories that denounced it. So Jesus was real. What we think about him, that's a matter of faith. And we are gathered here for this. So this birth is a birth in Bethlehem, in Israel, to the Hebrew world, to the East, to the West, to generations not yet born, to all of us. We reflected on the three wise men. You remember the story of the little girl who had came home from Sunday school and was so happy to tell her mom about the three magi. They bring Jesus gold and myrrh and Frankenstein. It's an easy mistake to make, but frankincense and what are those things? And someone gave me frankincense and myrrh. They didn't give me much gold, but they gave me frankincense and myrrh as examples once. And these are precious gifts, precious for their time. I've heard arguments that if it was United Methodist women or Tongan women that had come, they would have brought diapers and a casserole and helped with the birth. I don't doubt that a bit. But we need to recognize the worldly significance of the Christ child born. The birth of Jesus is reflected in our Bible, and it's an important part of understanding Jesus as we are now. We heard Luke's, but I want to just give you a quick highlight. This is out of Luke's. This is the story of Jesus' birth from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out, you remember, that all the world would be registered. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. There was no place, no posada. Keep that in the back of your minds, too. Matthew tells of the birth differently. Now, the birth of Jesus took place in this way when his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be from child by the Holy Spirit. An angel came to Joseph, said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's two of the Gospels. What are the other two? You remember the Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So we've heard of Luke. We've heard of Matthew. What about Mark? He doesn't talk about the baby at all. He doesn't talk about anything until Jesus comes and finds John baptizing. It's as an adult. So we don't have any virgin birth narrative from Mark. And then there's John. You know John, he talks a lot like Jesus. You ask a question, and it's as if he's not answering the question. He's in another world, which effectively he was. But here is John. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Kind of confusing, that word. Translated from the word logos, L-O-G-O-S. Logos is translated word. That's how it's pronounced. But it is much more than that. It's a different word than that. It is God's divine expression. This is God's self given to us, before us. This is what logos is. And we use the word. So listen again. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being." Some theological things going on there. Co-created. Jesus, this divine expression, created with God, has always been a part of God. Not created by God, but with. So who is this Jesus to be? Growing up, the carpenter's son, we don't know a lot about those. We have no information about his time as a youth. Was he good in grade school? How did he do in junior high? We don't know. They didn't have such things per se, but you know what I'm talking about. How was he growing up? But we know who he is coming to be, the Christ, the Messiah. And Psalm 72 spelled that out. That's what Sandy read. She said, this is a king of justice. Now stop and think about that a minute. Part of the last couple of years have been huge protests and reactions to a lack of justice, to a lack of equality, to a lack of people being in harmony one with another. Justice. And people demanding that justice, and rightly so. A righteous judge, fair, unbiased, unturned, unspoiled, a bringer of poor to the just, justice to the poor, a bringer of hope, a deliverer of the poor people and their causes, a deliverer for the needy, however that may be. And we think about needy a moment. We were talking about Christmas presents, weren't we, and how hard it is to buy a gift for somebody that has everything. And yet sometimes we need to pause and reflect, maybe we are the neediest. Have all these things that get in the way of our being. All these things that if there was a fire, you'd rush back in to save them. And why? They are things. But God is for the needy. All of us. A crusher of the oppressor. God's divine expression, this word, will be like rain that falls on mown grass, like showers that water the earth, like wet snow that comes to build the snowpack and restore the waters and restore the lands and fill the lakes. Under this prince, this logos, this divine expression, will righteousness will flourish and peace will abound until the moon is no more. This is good news. This is the best news. Amen? This is about who is coming, and this is Epiphany. Epiphany means the appearance, the sudden realization. You've heard that expression used at different times. You're sitting here and you go, oh, I just had an epiphany, and a little light bulb drawn over your head. It just came to me. And how many have you had times when you've had an epiphany suddenly came to you, and looking back, you can realize that was God speaking to you. They're there. If you pause, if you reflect, if you listen, those epiphanies are with us all the time. What has come into being in the Logos, in the Word, in Jesus Christ, was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the darkness will not overcome it. This divine expression for all people, all places, all cultures, all languages, is a light that will not be quenched. So this divine being came and invited us. And before he left the earth, he invited the disciples to the table. Let us be those who come to the table and who share Christ and bring others to Christ's table. Amen? Let's turn to our communion. Pastor Neil? If you are following along in your hymnal on page 13 or on the overhead, the Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you who come in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. You gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by the water and the Spirit. And I'm going to break away from the text there, and I'll try and help Pastor Neil know when I'm ready for the elements. Because he invited everyone to the Passover feast. Everyone always came. It was like Thanksgiving back home. It was the good old used to it. This is the way we've always done it. Until he got to certain places in the service. He came and at some point he took the bread and he broke the bread. That hadn't been done before. But he offered it to them and said, take, this is my body broken for you. It was a cracker, it was a matzo cracker, but Neo did a good job of breaking the loaf, didn't he? Reminding us that he did this unusual thing. Take and eat, he said. Then the supper went on, and everyone's kind of just enjoying the wine, enjoying the food. Everything's done except the table is almost cleared. There's one cup left on the table. It is the cup that's there for the Elijah that will come again. The prophet Elijah, you recall, he never died. He was swept up into heaven. And the prophecy said he would return. And this cup is now awaiting for the return. And every Passover feast, you will have the Elijah cup that remains on the table. At some point in the meal, if ceremonially, the doors have to all be closed so that someone can say, quick, we need to open the doors so that Elijah can come in. It's part of that ceremony. Everyone would know it. And the cup remains on the table. And Jesus picked up the cup. And he gave thanks to God for the cup. And he said, drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant. The new covenant shed between you and me and all of the people. Drink. Drink from this. So we come and we join them. And we join him welcoming us to the table. And we drink, remembering his living body and his living blood. And we invite others to the table. I invite helpers to come forward. Do you have someone, Tonga, to help? It is the Passover feast. The disciples have gathered at the table, and Jesus is now inviting them to this covenant of the new covenant. Love one another. Love God. Love one another. Come, partake. We've partaken of the meal. This is life-giving. Think about that and think about how much we need to share it. My New Year's resolution is to urge all of us to share Christ however we can. Not to preach, not to even use words, but to love one another so they can find the love that we have. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. We have a song. I don't remember what it is.
So turn to 240 in your hymn note, and we'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
In the season of Christmas, in the church season. I know that some people are already saying you should have your tree down, it's New Year's, you should be celebrating all of that sorts of thing, but we are in the season of Christmas, and perhaps in some ways every day is a season of Christmas, of gift giving, of caring, of cordiality, of joy and celebration, and of a child born to all people. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go out and share the loving gift that is the Christ child. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Come join hands. We'll sing our closing. And God's people said, Amen. Amen. Go in peace.